sweet, innocent, pure little old AB over there. One of the nicest people on the planet. Got protested against. Mm-hmm. What happened, AB, that had people protesting you?
So I was in Atlanta for a couple days at Passion, which is this Christian conference for young adults. And it was in the State Farm Arena there. So like you're there with 25,000 other people worshiping God. And everyone's like crying the whole time. They fly in these like pastors that are really well known. It was really incredible. And it felt like the entirety of Atlanta was like in this Christian bubble. Not even just in the arena, but like the hotel I was staying at, because there were so many people at this conference. Like everybody's walking around in Christian like t-shirts and sweatshirts. I went to the aquarium and everyone was walking around
that
in the t-shirts
there
and sweatshirts.
Is amazing, isn't it?
It was insane. And so everywhere you look, I'm like surrounded by Christians. So we're in this bubble, and the only time that we were really out of this Christian bubble was when we would walk out of the arena every night, and there was this like small group of three or four people protesting the conference. And the first time I saw them, I was like, maybe the pastor that spoke, like maybe he's a controversial person and I just don't know it. But then we walk out of the arena the next night and the next night, and they are continually just protesting us. And it was just like a weird realization of like, they're protesting me. They're like literally protesting the foundation of my entire life.
It's crazy that they're like yelling things and like they have picket signs and everything.
Yes.
Yelling at you guys.
Like I've never experienced anything like that. And they kept.
Is this just like a conference that is more like people that just believe in God and just really positive? Because sometimes like with like any type of religion, there could be a cult-like following. Like, was there anything controversial that it was, like, cult-like? And they were like, don't join this cult. She was like, no, they're literally like, stop being happy. And I'm
yeah,
like, that's what they were yelling?
The one, like, sometimes they would change it up, and it just, like, wasn't even making sense. But the one constant thing they kept saying was, what are they saving you from? And I just wanted to be like, death.
Yeah,
like, literal death.
I would pull them aside and be like, you know how many sins I got? Let's unpack some stuff. Like, how much time you got over here? So you got time to protest me.
Did it feel like super personal to you?
It did, because they would look you like right in the eye as they're saying it. And so like you want to say something back, but then you're like, I don't know if that's going to be a productive conversation. There was one of the Passion volunteers. It was like the cutest like 80-year-old man was just standing in front of them, giving everyone high fives as you would pass by and be like, keep smiling. Like you're doing great. Like everything's fine. And so that made me feel a lot better. But it was just a weird thing where it's like we were getting this glimpse of heaven in the arena and then to step out and immediately be protested.
The only experience I have with anything like this is I've done a lot of pride parades. Mm-hmm. And there's always protesters like at a certain part of the parade. They're like, I feel like they like rope off like these idiots that want to protest mm-hmm. these people's sexuality. But I'm not gay. So I felt like they weren't even protesting me.
Yeah.
I just felt like, you know, I just watched idiots yell stupid stuff. And I've never really felt like people were protesting what I am as a person. So you got to experience that. Like, well, I am Christian and they're protesting what I'm here for.
Mm-hmm.
And it does make you feel like you just start to question yourself or you want to hide. And I've asked people even like, hey, how does that part of the parade, I've asked other people who are gay and friends of mine, and they're like, I do just feel like they don't understand. And so did you feel like, man, you just don't understand me?
That's definitely what it was. Like, it wasn't like anger at all.
Yeah.
It was more sadness, thinking like you feel so strong, like you are so strongly against what I am for and what I know is true, that it just made me sad for them. So
it's interesting. Yeah, I've never been protested before, and it's such an interesting feeling to walk out of something being so happy and then hear people shouting things at you. Mm-hmm. And of all people on the show, the person to get protested being AB
right.
is not the person I saw coming, actually.